other ways in which Jews can utilize current technology to get around God's strict laws for the Sabbath. Perhaps no culture on earth has more to gain from the advancement of robotic studies than Orthodox Jews. Due to an unwavering belief in unchangeable laws that were established thousands and thousands of years ago when people were, by today's standards, childishly ignorant, to put it generously, Orthodox Jews are handcuffed from living a normal life from sunup to sundown on the Sabbath, the most holy of days in the 7-day Gregorian calendar week. But the Jews are nothing if not savvy and have figured out numerous clever, conniving ways to get around Talmudic law, which is in part designed to show fealty and reverence to an almighty and at times petty, vindictive master. Some Jews figured out long ago that you could just pay the help, or a poor Palestinian neighbor, to switch on a light or cook your food for you. Some women even figured out how to look good on their wedding day, when your head is supposed to be covered, again, in a gesture to God, who presumably hates seeing hair grow out of a scalp. I'm sure God wouldn't arbitrarily create this law, which some of his creations, me, might deem petty or silly. The brides figured out that by wearing a wig made of human hair, they can cover their head with a virtually undetectable replica of their real hair, and still, technically, they are showing reverence to God. Ha ha ha! Take that, God. Jews 1, God 0. What else you got, big guy? Gonna try to make me live in a dirty house because I can't clean it on Sabbath? Fuck you! I'm presetting a Roomba. Didn't think about that, did you, when you were making your list of egomaniacal draconian laws? Oh, I guess you forgot about man's ability to progress into the industrial, then technological age, huh? You say I can't handle money on the Sabbath, but you didn't say nothing about training my dog to. I can attach things to my dog with Velcro and walk him on over to the bodega across the street. Don't test me, God. I got millions of them.